The United States, meanwhile, is trying to evacuate Americans in Libya by ferry, but some Americans have already made it out by plane. West Hartford, Connecticut native Carrie Keating is among them. Keating is a social studies teacher at the American School in Tripoli, or at least she was until the unrest started over the weekend. Right now, she's in Milan, Italy. She told us today what was happening in Tripoli when she decided it was time to go.
You know, I began becoming more and more concerned when we saw the situation in Benghazi was heating up so quickly, and you could see it was not going the way that Tunisia had gone or Egypt had gone. We saw an increased police presence in and around Tripoli, so I was already nervous and had asked about exit plans. And then Sunday night, I could hear gunfire in the distance, and I saw on the news that the violence had hit Tripoli, and then my phone wouldn't work, and I knew we had to get out as fast as we could.
Your phone wouldn't work, which was unusual?
Well, you know, they'd already blocked Facebook, and then the internet the night before on Saturday night had been shut down completely for several hours. So, you know, none of these are good things. When they start blocking the media, you know bad stuff's happening. And when the phone didn't work, I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life, because I just felt very isolated out there with my little girl and wasn't sure what to do or what was going on out there. I just knew I could hear gunfire in the distance. It was terrifying.
I think we're hearing your little girl there in the background. Is that right?
Yes, she's playing with her friend. We're visiting friends who also, they'd actually left Tripoli a couple weeks ago just for a trip. So
you took off pretty quickly for your own safety, but I wonder at the point that you decided that you had to leave, were you getting any kind of messages from the outside, anything that was reliable, or were you just going on gut?
Well, it was a lot of gut, but also, you know, we could still watch the TV news. So most of our information was coming from, you know, Al Jazeera and BBC and CNN, and they're all speculating as well. So it was like this spinning vortex of speculation. But I think knowing enough about Gaddafi's history and knowing he was killing protesters in Benghazi, I just thought this is only going to get worse.
Now, how about the other teachers at the school and children, in fact, at the school? I mean, what were they hearing, and were you hearing the same thing?
It happened very quickly. So we usually, our school week's usually Sunday through Thursday, but we had Sunday off from school for President's Day. You know, we celebrate the American holiday because it's an American school. So we weren't in school on Sunday, and Sunday at 5 o'clock, we had a meeting, and we said we were going to have school, but we knew that on Sunday several families had already left, that the oil companies had already gotten their women and children out. So that was kind of, you know, we said goodbye to some people that day with sort of this feeling like, should we be going too? And then that night, you know, the violence erupted. So Monday morning, we all got ourselves to school. Some people had to get through roadblocks. No one had slept. And I was very fortunate that I already had a ticket set for Malta for next week, so I could change the ticket and get out. But most of the teachers were stuck.
What was it like when you got to the airport and as you took off?
But people were still calm. You could feel the tension, but people were staying calm enough. It wasn't completely crazy yet. The pilots wouldn't leave till every seat was full, so they just kept waiting for people to get through the chaos inside. And the minute he took off, it was like the plane had been silent. And the minute he got the wheels up, everyone just cheered. You know, it gives me the chills thinking about it, because we're all just like, oh, we got out, thank God. And from what I've heard via Facebook, it's only gotten much more worse trying to get out.
What are you hearing, Carrie, from your colleagues who are still on the ground in Libya through Facebook?
Well, I think all of them are gone now today, but they had Facebook because my school had satellite access to the internet. So all the teachers, when I left them Monday morning, they were prepared to stay at the school. No one was going back to their homes. And so they were writing on Facebook. And in the beginning, the messages were sort of, I could see they were trying to stay cheerful. We're camping out. We're using up the PTA hot dogs. We're playing basketball. And by the next day, they were, you know, I'm sure they could probably hear gunfire by the next day. They were saying, somebody, please, you know, write to your congressman, tell them to get us out of here.
Carrie, do you have any plans to go back? I mean, it's too early to tell if you'll be able to, but what's going on through your mind?
Well, on Monday, you know, we're all sitting around shell-shocked, sort of saying, okay, so it's a two-week break from school. We're going to come back on March 5th, and we'll see what we have for students. And I think we were sort of hoping it would end like Egypt or Tunisia, where it wouldn't be the same, but you could still pick up. Now, with the way it's deteriorated, I just don't see us going back. I'm assuming that what I've left is gone, and I'm hoping I will somehow be able to reconnect with people that had to stay, like my daughter's nanny, who I'm very worried about, and her family. But I feel as if at this stage, Gaddafi won't let us back in if he lives. And if he doesn't, we don't know what's going to happen there.
Carrie, we're glad that you and your daughter are safe. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Carrie Keating, teacher at the American School in Tripoli, who has managed to escape and is now in Milan, Italy. Take good care, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.